take your children to Jesus in prayer, January 16. Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray, but the disciples rebuked them. NKJV. In the days of Christ, mothers brought their children to him, that he might lay his hands upon them in blessing. By this act they showed their faith in Jesus and the intense anxiety of their hearts for the present and future welfare of the little ones committed to their care. But the disciples could not see the need of interrupting the Master just for the sake of noticing the children, and as they were sending these mothers away, Jesus rebuked the disciples and commanded the crowd to make way for these faithful mothers with their little children. Said he, "Suffer little children, and forbid them not, to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." As the mothers passed along the dusty road and drew near the Savior, he saw the unbidden tear and the quivering lip, as they offered a silent prayer in behalf of the children. He heard the words of rebuke from the disciples, and promptly countermanded the order. His great heart of love was open to receive the children. One after another, he took them in his arms and blessed them, while one little child lay fast asleep, reclining against his bosom. Jesus spoke words of encouragement to the mothers in reference to their work, and oh, what a relief was thus brought to their minds! With what joy they dwelt upon the goodness and mercy of Jesus, as they looked back to that memorable occasion. His gracious words had removed the burden from their hearts and inspired them with fresh hope and courage. All sense of weariness was gone. This is an encouraging lesson to mothers for all time. After they have done the best they can do for the good of their children, they may bring them to Jesus. Even the babes in their mother's arms are precious in his sight. And as the mother's heart yearns for the help she knows she cannot give, the grace she cannot bestow, and she casts herself and children into the merciful arms of Christ, he will receive and bless them. He will give peace, hope, and happiness to mother and children.